Before listening to my story, you need to be in good health and free from high blood pressure, heart problems, or other conditions that could be aggravated by this audio horror experience. Expectant mothers, stop listening immediately. Looking for Love, written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic. Many of us are suffocated by the internet. We're encouraged to experience life by pressing buttons and staring at screens. Everyone's a gadget freak in their own private bubble. And what's so sad is that it's become almost impossible to form natural relationships. And looking for love, I didn't want to join online dating sites because I've heard many terrible stories of lies and unpleasant sexual encounters. One girl I know had some geezer contacting her on Facebook saying he'd always fancied her since high school. She didn't remember him. She ends up shagging him, and after the night of passion, when she called him, his bleeding wife answers the phone and she goes, "Oh yeah, this is what he does all the time." I'm sure many blokes have also had unpleasant experiences from dating online. A photograph and a few lines online is just alien to me. Anyone can write what they want. It's not the same. You just can't get that natural spark that you get when you meet someone at a party or in a club. And on some sites, women are almost encouraged to behave predatorial like men. Thankfully, I met you on that bus, but I wanted to be sure that you were the right one for me, and my instinct said it was you. I was seduced by your words, your polite and engaging conversation, and I was saddened by your bitter divorce. And you know what? Your ex sounds like a right wanker. And you know what? You got such great energy about you, living and loving life. I'll never forget when you complimented me on my kind face and you actually said that I've got gorgeous eyes. No one's ever said that to me. Our first date together drinking in Camden Town. I reckon you deliberately missed that last train, and yes, we spent the night together and I just wanted to hold you, but it was you that initiated our bodies to vibe intimately. I said, "Look, before we go any further, I want you to know I don't want to get hurt and I want to be sure you're the one." And you were surprised at how sensitive I am. You, to me, you look like the woman of my dreams. You're the only angel on this earth and I'm the only one that knows that. Everything about you I adore, but I gotta be sure, and it will take a while, I know, to get to know you, to get to know what you're like on the inside. And now I've opened you up, I can see that you're even more beautiful on the inside. I used a clean bread knife to saw and slice where you had your cesarean section 8 years ago. Your baby's home for 9 months. Wow. Your guts and organs, such bold colours. I'm no expert, but your blood looked a healthy red. I tried to drink it, but it tasted just too metallic for me. I'm upset by the hatred and shock in your eyes during the time my right fist made, several attempts to silence you? Your forehead was so solid, and then I realised the top of your head is stronger than your face, which is why I landed one on your chin. And you know what? My wrist still actually hurts. Ice has helped, but I'm sure I'm going to have to get it looked at. I've got to wait a few days before I can knock one out again, that's for sure. I'm annoyed about your smell encouraging blowflies and houseflies to move into my small flat. Eventually, as you decompose and become too dry for the mouth hooks of maggots to operate effectively, beetles are going to arrive to eat your skin and dry flesh. Yeah, it's inconvenient having your sliced open carcass taking up so much room on the floor of my lounge, but the important thing is that you are perfect for me, and we will be together until my nosy neighbours start to complain about your smell. Which is a shame, because you don't smell like you did when we first met on that bus. I've already sent off my personal application to become the legal guardian of your 8-year young daughter. so I'll be able to remind her of all the lovely things about you, especially how guilty you felt having to return to work as soon as your cesarean scar healed. And when your daughter is 18, she'll be old enough for me to explain what I did to you. Although your mother seemed perfect on the outside, I needed to know what she's like on the inside. In 10 years' time from now, I'll explore to see if your daughter looks the same as you do on the inside. That is, if I don't lose these photographs that I took of you, because I need them to compare you both, don't I? The light was just right when I took these photos, but I'm not happy because I've got good eyes and I can just make out large black dots, which are the blowflies flying around you and diving into you. They kind of cheapen your still body. And to be honest, you deserve to look beautiful without any photo bombing. You are the one for me, and right now I'm boiling your head, and it's weird looking at your scalding hot skull right now. Oh, wonderful things your mouth did to me. Thank you for such romantic memories. Looking for Love. Written and narrated by me, Bleeding Critic.